The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're going to talk about a topic that doesn't get a lot of attention, grief.
Yes, we don't want to bring anyone down, but the truth is lots of people listening are in a tough place right now. We both have friends who've lost their jobs in the past year, so that's what we're going to focus on today.
Yes, when you lose a job, you go through some of the same stages of grief as you do when a person dies. Emotions like denial, anger, and depression, and they will come and go.
True. It's not fun, but it does help to expect it. Experts say one of the first things you should do in this situation is to rethink your priorities. Now is the time to cut down on expenses like eating out, for example.
Also, don't clam up. Easier said than done, we know, but the more people who know you're looking for a job, the better. So try to be matter-of-fact, not embarrassed. Think old coworkers, high school, college friends, Facebook friends. When you think about all the people you know and all the people they know, you already have a huge network to start finding that next job.
As bloggers, we would also recommend that you start blogging in your area of expertise. A new employer might just find you, and even if they don't, you'll be learning some new skills that may pay off at your next job.
If you recently lost your job, you have our sympathy. Try to repeat this. This layoff will pay off. Try to find a silver lining. Maybe now you'll find a job that suits your talents better, or you'll make more money.
Have a great Monday, and good luck in the job search.